Might Amazon ride in to save malls? It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 10th day of August. Thanks for being with us. Wall Street came alive today, and a bellwether stock led. We've got a housing report that indicates you're anxious to move. A judge's decision regarding Uber and Lyft came down today. Could change a lot of things. President Trump's executive action on Saturday might be the nail in the coffin for Social Security. We know what you're buying with some of that extra money, and we'll share. We'll check the numbers from Wall Street and the latest on millions of essential workers who may soon hit the unemployment lines. The news is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Aurion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for business, AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa, real possibilities, AARP Iowa. Is also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The business news is next.
Thank you, Tyler Hackenmiller. Good to hear his voice back again, right? We are doing a really interesting newscast today. The power has gone out throughout central Iowa, where our broadcast emanates from, and so we're having to use up all kinds of backup information and backup power sources and different microphones, and oh yeah, it's one of those days. Storm came through earlier today and knocked out power for nearly 20,000 residents in central Iowa. Well, this story is too intriguing to let go by. Today, news came out that Simon Properties, the largest mall property owner in the United States, is in talks with Amazon to have Amazon fulfillment centers in malls. Meanwhile, it's being reported that Twitter is entering the discussion of taking over the U.S. operations for TikTok. President Trump made it clear that Chinese operator ByteDance must sell TikTok's U.S. operations, but ByteDance plans to sue Trump, and that could happen as early as tomorrow. Stock market benchmarks were mostly higher today as investors monitored signs that a long-awaited rotation on Wall Street into more economically sensitive cyclical stocks could be brewing, but at the expense of their high-flying counterparts. Coming in big today was the Boeing Corporation and Caterpillar, which is seen as a bellwether stock for the global economy. I'll have all those numbers in just a bit. Well, after plunging in April, consumer sentiment in housing began a promising recovery. June saw a rebound in housing as home sales surged and beat expectations. Home builders reported buyer traffic was, well, through the roof, and online housing-related searches, well, those soared. However, now faced with increased cases of COVID-19, consumer confidence in housing appears to be weakening, but consumer curiosity is not. Despite the decline in confidence, consumers are still much more interested in all facets of the housing market. The pandemic has both increased and altered demand for housing, and it has also helped push mortgage rates to record lows. So, no surprise, Google searches for refinance home loan calculator jumped by nearly 4,000% last week, according to Google Trends. This is news hit of another record low on the 30-year fixed mortgage. There's also more evidence of a surging interest among first-time homebuyers. Searches for process of buying a house jumped by 950%, and minimum credit score to buy a house was also pretty popular. Isn't it interesting what we know thanks to computer data? Well, this could change much. Today, Uber and Lyft were ordered to convert their California drivers from independent contractors to employees with benefits. It's an early loss in a court battle the gig economy can't afford to lose. The judge's ruling won't be the last word, as the ride-hailing companies are expected to appeal this far-reaching preliminary injunction that could make them halt their services as they try to figure out how to adjust their business model to comply with it. The case, brought by California officials to enforce a state labor law that took effect earlier this year, is the most serious legal threat yet to the gig economy, and it comes at a particularly difficult time for the ride-sharing industry. Decimated by travel restrictions related to the coronavirus, Uber widened its losses and reported a 67% decline in ride revenue during the June quarter. On Saturday, to great fanfare, President Trump signed an executive order that he has wanted to become part of a stimulus bill from Congress for a long time. And what was it? Well, that was to allow businesses to cease taking payroll taxes from workers who make under $100,000 a year. But, yeah, you guessed it, there is a but. While the administration is touting the payroll tax deferral as a tax cut that would put more money in the pockets of Americans, that's not necessarily the case, because the deferred taxes have to be paid eventually unless Congress forgives them. So some employers may continue to withhold the money from workers' paychecks to help them avoid a huge tax bill. While the president will likely push Congress to forgive the deferred payroll taxes and has ordered the Treasury Secretary to look at all alternatives for forgiveness, there's a big problem. A payroll tax is definitely not on the table in the stimulus negotiations. In fact, while the president has long pushed the idea, there is bipartisan opposition on Capitol Hill. One of the many reasons some lawmakers object to the president's preferred policy is it's very bad news for Social Security. And sadly, even a deferral without forgiveness could still be damaging for retirees. Well, not all the news is bad. Business at Foot Locker is booming. Consumers are using government money to buy shoes. The sneaker chain previewed its second quarter results today ahead of the official release, saying sales were much better than expected and added it will actually report a profit. Shares of Foot Locker gained more than 7% on the news, and Nike shares were up by 4%, helping the Dow surge by over more than 350 points. Foot Locker, which will release its full results on August 21, indicated that sales at stores open at least a year surged 18% in the quarter, thanks to the reopening of many locations in June. Analysts had been expecting a drop of more than 20% for those so-called same-store sales. Surprise, surprise. Well, there's another surprise today on Wall Street. The street closed mixed today as tech stocks took a beating, but the Dow blue chips surged. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished up 358 points, or 1.3%, to 27,791, and the S&P 500 rose by over 0.2. The NASDAQ composite ended down over 0.3%, led by declines in Tesla and chip-making stocks. Caterpillar, Boeing, and as we said, Nike were among those leading the Dow advance. Stocks had opened with solid gains today after President Donald Trump issued those executive orders, which include continued payments of up to $400 a week of supplemental federal unemployment benefits and a payroll tax deferral. But as we said earlier, there are major problems with the plan, starting with a potential overreach by the executive branch, and funds that would fund that $400 a week must also come from already cash-strapped states. Stay tuned. And finally, there is this. You know, we've all heard about essential workers, right? But unless Congress gets together on some sort of a new round of stimulus, many thousands of essential workers may be hitting the unemployment line. So who are they? Well, the Brookings Institution says that 23.2 million essential workers are employed by state and local governments and thus could end up on the unemployment line as states grapple with severe funding issues. Already, state and local governments have laid off over 1.5 million essential workers. Hundreds of jobs meet that definition, according to Brookings. They include teachers, firefighters, social workers, construction workers, bus drivers, highway maintenance workers, water treatment operators, protective service officers. Brookings says it used a combination of U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics data and Department of Homeland Security guidelines to arrive at a total number of essential workers. And that is 90 million as of 2018, according to the most recent data available. Well, that's a wrap for this really cobbled-together newscast today, as we're on a new mic and we've got backup power and a different computer system going. Ah, it's been quite a day. Thanks so very much for tuning in. We certainly do appreciate it, all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, except for today, is usually Hunter Pease, but today it was Tyler Hackenmiller. And of course, the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Thanks so much for being with us today. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.